Owl cutie, who would you get a tattoo of?
Honestly, Foosley. I'm looking at those pictures. She's so cute.
No. It must be one of us.
Somebody at the table.
You can't fucking just
cutie,
drop
don't disassociate.
You can't drop
Stay with
a
us.
Crowd pleaser like
Put
Foosley
the phone
out of nowhere.
There's a bug. Someone posted a bug
Put
on Twitter.
The
Yuck.
Phone Foosley. Down.
Or out Foosley. Of us three, who would you get a tattoo of?
Everyone look at her until she
Guys,
answers.
I would get a tattoo.
With it, we'd want all the three of us. Name it.
Stupid Austin. I've known him the longest.
Fuck you. Get fucked. Thank you, cutie. I knew you'd do it. All right. I can't wait. What are we getting our matching tattoo of?
It's going to be really great when he's the only one who comes to your events.
You've made your bed.
Stop. Wow. Number one. He did come to the event.
Thank you.
I would never ask you. You're addicted to Diablo.
Yep.
For 48 hours.
I volunteered for the event. Get on that
He
level.
Did volunteer. He's a, yeah, why don't you guys volunteer?
He's a lunch pail fighter.
That you don't invite me to things.
Will, I think you are so busy that I feel bad.
I think you've been bitter since I won the Beyblade tournament.
What?
I didn't even compete. okay, this is my deal with you. I will invite you to every single event I ever do, but no, you can say no.
Cutie, also, you were supposed to give my prize pool to the chat and buy them all gifted
subs. I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I did. They kept count. You think chat forgot about that?
True.
Yeah.
That was underwhelming. I thought you would have.
Who would you get a matching tattoo with?
Each other, dumbass. That was another reason why I felt like I had to choose them because no one else was going to choose them.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to get a matching tattoo.
Who would you get a matching tattoo
Hassan
with?
Hassan would choose Will, and Will would choose Hassan.
Who would I get a matching tattoo with?
If you don't choose me, it's kind of fucked up now.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to think about that.
This is why you don't pick Austin.
This is why I thought about not picking Austin to begin with.
You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I really thought about you, but after what you said, I need a lifelong partner.
By the way, I am doing a tattoo stream soon.
What are you
Wait, really? You're
Oh, where
tattoo?
Chat chooses it?
I'm finally going to that tattoo artist, Uzi with Spooky, and I'm literally just letting him freestyle.
For your first tattoo, a freestyle?
Yeah, I'm just gonna blast it.
All right.
White guys with tattoos, instant buff.
Yeah, 100%. That's
it's like Nick, our roommate.
Yeah, instant buff.
You think I should get a tattoo?
No.
Why?
I just imagine.
I think you should grow your fucking beard out and start saying the F word. What is wrong with you? Yeah. You will literally. I'm giving you the tools. You do not trust me for some reason, okay? This is like, if you want to unlock new.
Can I tell you what would send the gays into another stratosphere?
What?
Nose piercing.
God. I just don't. It doesn't fit my aesthetic.
But you can take it out. A tattoo you can't take out.
Yeah.
A little. Hoop?
You can do fake tattoos every once in a while.
I think you should grow a beard.
I don't think they like beards. Like as long as mine. Why is everybody so quiet?
Because I'm trying to understand what you just said.
Do you order me a salad?
Beards are makeup for men.
Are you actually
automatically?
Doing
it? Yeah, sure. What do you want?
Marsh wants a salad too. Don't forget about Marsh.
What do you?
I think I look
Marsh
best
doesn't
with
want a
stubble.
Salad.
Okay, order for Will too.
Marsh
then.
Wants a salad.
I think I
Why
look,
am I ordering?
I think I look best with stubble. That's my opinion.
No, I don't.
Will
think
doesn't
so.
Grow a beard. You never talked to him about.
I've grown a beard multiple
yeah,
times.
He grows beards
beard
all the time.
Times.
I could grow
what
your
do you
beard
want, hot and chicken plate.
Yeah, no yams. I'll do it.
I could grow Hassan. I could grow your beard in probably 5 days.
And do it.
Do
I
it.
Don't want to.
Do a pussy. So who are you getting tattooed with?
What you
oh
want? You
God.
Didn't want me to say you.
She just fucking dropped that on you. That
didn't want me to say you.
That's sad.
We would get Taylor Swift lyrics.
Yes, we would. We definitely would.
She
and then,
even
we,
like
and then
Taylor
we would
Swift
talk
like
about
that.
Our experience when I'm in your box.
Yeah. Gotta change.
That sounds weird every time.
Yeah, you say it so,
so
weird.
Bad.
You guys gotta get your heads out of the gutter.
Yeah. I don't think we're
what would you? What would your matching tattoo be?
It would be Taylor Swift lyrics.
My matching tattoo would be.
I think Austin's Here's matching tattoo. You know what Austin's matching tattoo would
no.
be? His name.
That's not
He would
That's
want
true.
You
He'd
to.
Be like, let's both put our name yeah. on me, or my name on you. Or
I would love to get a matching tattoo with you, Austin, that just says Showtime. That would be hot.
That Ew. Would be. That would be. That'd be hot.
What if you do it on your knuckles? Showtime.
That's so.
Does anyone else want food?
No.
Showtime.
Hassan, what would our matching tattoo be?
The Twin Towers, probably.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
You put your hands together and it's two planes.
Oh my God. Imagine if people did it on two butt cheeks, like one tower, and then you spread your butt cheeks and it's a plane.
You're tattooing the butthole in this.
Yeah.
Kitty, no, that is in a long history of us saying unhinged shit. That is a new low for us.
Why did that come out of you so easy?
Because I was trying to think of funny places.
You should tell that to your therapist.
I'll add it to the list.
Yeah.
This week on the podcast, I suggested a 9/11 asshole tat.
And it came to me naturally, and
people,
I don't know where.
People won't know that it's 9/11 until you pull the cheeks.
That's true. They just think it's like
it's in remembrance
of the Twin Towers.
Until they pull the cheeks.
Every time you take a shit, you're like shitting on 9/11.
Yeah, but you're never forgetting. Yeah, you should shit on it. It sucks that it happened.
That's right.
You're shitting on the Twin Towers.
America didn't deserve it.
Okay. We're just going to flash forward past this. What if we got the berserk symbol together?
I like that. I feel like that's too close to like dudes who get tribal tats or like Nordic tats.
Okay, what's something that we share in our long history that we can get tattooed?
What if you just got each other's face on your back, like the Steve-O tat?
That's
you
got huge. His and he
got. That sounds awful. Huge. I would not want that.
Okay, well,
what if we friends. Both got Ronald Reagan?
I love that. It's
Ronald
great.
Reagan, a thigh piece. Ronald Reagan.
You would get a you would get a meme on your.
Oh my God! What if you got Ronald Reagan as the devil on one shoulder? And I got him as an angel on the other shoulder.
I'm not getting a tattoo, it seems.
Dude, how about... Oh man.
I've always wanted not just a tattoo. I've always wanted, since I was a young boy, full Yakuza style,
yeah,
like full body tattoo.
That's crazy because you have none. I don't think you actually want it.
Yeah. Part of the reason why I never got a tattoo is because I have an addictive personality and I was worried that I would never stop. But I also... am simultaneously afraid of commitment, which is why I was like, what if I hate it? Then I would like literally go crazy.
Well, so I had a boyfriend that groomer one I talked about when I was 18, he was 28.
Told me about him earlier.
Yeah, he what groomed me when I was 16. He was my manager at Old Navy and he was 26.
Are you playing footsie with me right now?
I was just trying to relax my feet.
But
you started it. Your mind went there.
Covered in tattoos. Like he kind of looked like Adam Levine, like just covered in tattoos. So little 18-year-old me trying to like impress him, I got a tattoo appointment, which I paid for, by the way. And I was getting Beatles lyrics tattooed on my ribs.
Oh,
that's
God,
what I
that's
almost
so
got.
Bad.
I almost got Beatles lyrics
it's
tattooed
so
on my ribs.
What lyrics?
Living is easy with eyes closed.
Oh, that's so...
That's so basic. Yuck.
Thank you.
Oh my.
No, that's Strawberry Fields Forever.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know any music.
I paid for it, and I...
That's
thank,
not even...
Thank
that's,
God
yeah, that's not even
my
the Beatles
Mormon
either.
Mother called me on the way there, and she's like, how dare you get a tattoo? And I didn't listen to her. I was like, screw you, Mom, hung up. But then my brother... like
Did
my
you say
non-
screw you, Mom?
No, I was like, Mom, it's my body. My body, my choice.
You woked her.
Yeah, I pro-choiced her. And then
the woke mind virus.
I got off the phone with her, but then my brother, who was non-Mormon, called me. He's like, Blair, Mom's mad. And then I didn't go to the appointment.
Good for you.
Thank God.
You're happy, though, that you didn't.
No. How would I ever remember that living is easy with eyes closed if I didn't have it on my rib cage?
It's true.
Oh, my God.
The nightmare dungeon, dude. If he dies, it's all over. This is it right here. This
it's
is
over for the family if he dies.
This is the run right here.
What is that even?
This is it. This is the one.
Are you going to be watching this the whole podcast paywall?
No.
So I texted my stepdad and I asked if he's played Diablo, and he said he's been playing it on mobile.
Diablo 4?
Is that it?
He's probably playing.
Is this the murderer?
He's probably stepdad? Playing the last
no,
one.
No, you keep saying the murderer stepdad. That was an uncle.
Oh, okay. Got it.
He said... He said,
wait, this is Pilot Guy.
No, he's just wearing sunglasses.
So he takes a break
picture.
From murdering to play Diablo.
No, this is my
nice.
Stepdad.
He's murdering.
He said, computer. He's,
devils.
He said, I could possibly be the greatest player that has never spent money on the app ever. That's such
That's
a stepdad
hot.
Flex.
That's hot.
Wait, yeah. Cutie. What?
Well, it is a pay to win game. So hold on. That's why.
The only way we're getting Cutie overseas is if she has
oh,
her.
I haven't talked to my uncle
her
yet.
Her uncle? Text your dad right now.
I can't text my dad because I needed to call him back because he needs me to do an invoice for him. I still do my dad's invoices. My dad,
what?
Yeah, I'm a good helper.
What?
I'm a good helper.
He does. You do it. Yeah, does he pay
how about you? How about you help this podcast by coming to Japan then?
You do your dad's invoices.
For what?
What? He owns a landscaping company.
You are a full-time creator.
I know, I'm really busy.
Making seven figures.
I know, I'm really busy.
And you do your father's invoices.
I'm a good girl.
Why don't you hire an assistant for him?
That's insane.
Because it's the only time he calls me.
That would be like if I had Tom Cruise do my landscaping for me.
I know, but he needs my help.
I'm so confused.
You forgot to plug in your mom's car or your car that your mom was driving.
It's fine. I'll plug it in after.
You're going to forget again. You were supposed to do
that's
it.
That's a juicy boy.
That has not gone away. It's been there for since last time I went to Japan, actually.
It? You need to stop.
No, it doesn't pop.
You need to put some products on it. I've got some products.
I think if you just believe enough, give me a needle.
No, I did all that.
10 minutes.
I've done it.
Hassan, you're going to scar.
I've already done it. It's probably scarred already. It's probably. Did he die?
Low health.
Okay. Well, we're going to move past that. What else? There's a lot to talk about this week.
Do you know that song that I didn't know that really popular song was by BB No Money, that when I popped off.
Yeah, la, 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 la.
Give me a little.
Yeah, I had no clue that was by BB No Money.
Oh, I've got something to tell you guys.
What?
I went out to straight strip clubs this weekend.
What? Why?
My friend's bachelor party.
Wait, this weekend?
Yeah,
this as
weekend.
In
this
when?
Past weekend. Like a couple days ago.
Okay.
And
weird because you got here yesterday.
Yeah. That's how a weekend works. It goes a few days.
So you went on Friday?
Yes. Friday night, went out to some straight strip clubs with my bachelor friend and his friends. And one of the guys in the party was one of the Bud Light people.
What does that
like
mean?
Protesting Bud Light.
Wait.
And he ordered a beer. And right in front of my face, I watched him go.
Did he know you were gay?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He definitely found out later,
that's
but
funny.
It was so funny because the bartender gets him a beer and he's like, no, I want a beer. And she's like, here you go. And he's like, that's not a beer.
Oh my God. That's
going to
so
make me
lame.
Queer.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, was it just because it was a light beer?
No, because it was a Bud Light.
So did he get another light beer?
Yeah, he got a Coors Light.
People are mad because what? Bud Light did like a tweet or something that they support gays?
No. Yeah.
Dylan Mulvaney is a trans content creator. She's popping on TikTok, I think. I didn't know anything about her until Republicans decided that she's public enemy number one.
Oh.
Bud Light made the mistake of sending her one singular Bud Light can with her face on it.
Uh-huh.
And she did like a 15-second, 30-second spot on her own Instagram page to be like, oh, yeah, like, love that.
Thanks,
celebrating
Bud Light.
1 year of being a woman, like, something like that, you know? And conservatives went fucking bananas mode.
Oh,
they have
God.
Been talking about her for months and months and months. They shot cans of Bud Light. They drove over cans of Bud Light. They found out about how monopolies work and decided, you know, they're no longer purchasing any, you know, Anheuser-Busch InBev products.
So is this a good time to buy Bud Light stock, potentially?
I agree. I think it's going to come
back.
Maybe
everyone's selling it right now.
Not necessarily. I mean, their stocks have been on. Their stocks have been underperforming, but I think that's just, you know, other market forces. But having said that, now conservatives decided like Bud Light makes you gay. Like I'm not drinking that shit.
That's cool.
Yep. And so this guy was one of those people, and he also told me later in the night that what was it? That you soap doesn't work.
Oh yeah, when you were washing your hands.
And I believed him for a minute, actually. I was like, God, that's interesting.
Soap doesn't work for what?
Like, it doesn't kill any germs.
That makes sense.
The audience goes quiet.
I'm not going to use soap anymore, I think. And I will not drink Bud Light. I will not be drinking Bud
Light.
It's
a queer beer.
Yeah. It makes you gay.
It does.
So when you told him you're gay, how did he respond?
He didn't hate me openly.
Wait, what? Did you tell him directly, or did he like overhear you talking about like sucking dick? Or
I don't just talk
doing
about
the human centipede.
No, he did the classic. I'm gay.
No, I don't tell people I'm gay. They figure it out through some of the conversations. I don't talk about sucking dick openly, only on camera in front of thousands of people. But in my private conversations,
Austin is a big masker. Like he fucking hides.
I don't hide. I don't hide my sexuality.
Well, you don't need to like, yeah, you're. Yeah.
I don't scream it, but I don't, you know, promote it all the time. But yeah, no, he was.
Unless you're on camera.
Unless I'm on camera.
And then you say, I'm gay.
I do not say it like that.
You say it very close to that.
I'm going to tone it back on the gay stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it's in bad taste.
What is happening? So
what does that mean?
How did he find out?
I think, I don't know.
So do you know if he found out or you just
saw him drinking Bud Light? He was like, what are you, F
word? It didn't come up. I think he knew I was gay, but it just didn't come up in conversation. Like he proudly didn't take the Bud Light, but then like,
I thought you were saying he found out you were gay later in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he already knew?
He already knew, I think. Where were you with this person?
A strip club.
What does he do?
I have no idea.
I love that. I love living like that.
How was the strip club?
God, I saw way too many boobs.
Did you like it?
No. Not at all.
Austin?
I saw so many boobs. And I'll be honest, at a certain point in the night, all boobs looked the same to me.
That's crazy.
Like, I couldn't differentiate. I didn't know what was beautiful and what wasn't.
If you saw multiple dicks, how would you feel?
I would definitely know the difference, but I don't even like looking at dicks like that.
What about buttholes?
I do like buttholes, but I like bodies. Yeah,
I thought it was a joke.
What, you think that's a joke?
A butthole's
I didn't realize.
I don't know about differences. No, buttholes are a lot of this. They look very similar. But
yeah, that's what.
But I like butts, abs, chests. Dicks are cool too, but like, I just like, I almost like a man in like underwear and just like I see his bulge.
Oh.
You should have told a Bud Light guy that.
You think he'd enjoy that?
I think so.
But it just started to blend together, cutie. There were so
I've never
many,
gone to a good strip club.
There were so many boobs and so many vaginas and...
Wait, they showed vaginas?
Yeah, this is Oregon, so we can... Portland, really? They have more strip clubs per capita than
How
anywhere in the world.
How do they show their vagina?
It's allowed in most places, except for California, where there's just like a weird...
Oddly, we're not progressive.
Well, it's a liquor license thing.
What?
Yeah, in what? Places where... Yeah. In strip clubs in California, if they are bring your own beer with a cover charge, I'm pretty sure you can actually show full nudity. But in a lot of places don't do that because they want to sell alcohol and make money that way.
It's such a weird, obscure. If I was governor of California, I would let the dicks and pussies out.
You know, a place I could go with you guys that I think I could get on a plane? New Orleans.
Done.
Let's do it.
I love New
Orleans.
We're
going.
Let's do it.
Let's go for Mardi Gras.
What the fuck?
We should go in like a few weeks.
Oh, but I want to go in for Mardi Gras.
Wait, Kitty, you're getting on a plane to go to New Orleans?
Well, for Mardi Gras.
When is Kitty go back?
I think it's in February.
In past 30. About Tuesday.
Yeah. But
let's just go down there.
But it's better around Mardi Gras.
It's popping year round.
Yeah.
It's popping year round.
Right. It's by Valentine's Day. I'm not going.
It don't matter. We will go to New Orleans.
Actually, Ludwig wants to go.
We will go next month.
Oof, it's miserable in the summer.
It is, but we're going.
That's when the jazz is at its hottest.
Why do you like New Orleans that much?
I don't know.
They got a great World War II
museum. I really
museum.
Like it. Yeah, No. It's actually the second biggest World War II museum ever.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
I went. It's really mostly American propaganda.
No,
and
it's not.
You go
it's
to this
happened.
World War II museum, mind you, it's the biggest one. It's like three different buildings. You go to the end of the final building, and the Nagasaki Hiroshima room is this big. As big as this room.
That's why.
Three buildings, and then it's a tiny, tiny Nagasaki.
Yeah, that's like, why it's propaganda.
Guys, the war was
how much did they dedicate? I mean, it literally was, which is why it was like extra fucked up.
Everybody knows what happened. And it was not a good thing. And
do they undermine the accomplishments of the USSR, which carried the major burden?
No, it's all about America. The whole thing is all about America.
Folks, well, we saved the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know in the immediate aftermath of World War II in France, when asked the question, what percentage, or who do you think was a major force that won World War II? 75% of the population said the USSR, and then they polled the French people once again,
because
a couple years back,
it's the French.
They're the Patrick Beverly of war. Okay. They don't do shit.
Yeah, but the they still experience it.
Help us out, please.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, we save the French and we save
the only reason why I'm using that is because
they're fucking ungrateful.
Whoa, okay.
Wow. USSR.
Ungrateful.
The USSR was responsible for the majority of victories in World War II.
Well, that's your opinion.
Oh, yeah, really?
Like, it's which ones? Literally widely shared historically.
So they would have won without the United States? Don't think so.
Nope.
Well, no one talks about the fact that like Hiroshima and Nagasaki didn't happen within hours of each other.
Hold on, Hassan. I'm sorry. Where were they in the Pacific?
Yeah.
Why would they be on the Pacific?
Because it was one of the fronts.
They had issues with they had an island saga with Japan. As a matter of fact, part of the reason you know this, you watched a documentary on this, isn't part of the reason why America.
I watch American propaganda documentaries.
Yeah, but even then they wait. No, I thought you and I had this conversation where. The reason why America dropped the bombs
was because they wanted to beat the USSR to it, but they never got there. So what the fuck are they doing?
That's what I... No, not beat them to it. Not beat them to utilization
the island hopping bomb. Campaign that the United States was one of the most...
What's the island hopping campaign?
When they hopped islands across the Pacific Ocean during World War II was one of the most impressive military feats in human history.
Why are we defending the U.S. military?
Austin loves watching.
I mean, the U.S. military in World War II is different than the U.S. military now.
Well, I'm saying
we have the greatest fighting force.
I was
in
about
the world.
To say, even I, of course, I recognize that. That's like the only one where that you could be like, yeah, you got to hand it to the boys.
Yeah, the United States military is the greatest fighting force on this planet, and it's not even close.
Yeah, that's why we can't have healthcare.
Yeah.
Am I in propaganda?
It's no, it's not.
Listen, you lost me now. I don't like the modern military, but World War II military, I'm all on board.
Wait, hold on.
I don't like World War II military.
Wait, you don't like our modern military?
What do you want, the crazy fucking take? You don't want the Allies to win?
No.
You'd be speaking German right now, sister.
Yeah, if it wasn't for my grandfather.
Actually, Cutie would be fine. Look at that blonde hair and blue eyes.
She'd be fine.
Dude, actually, in fifth grade, I'm not kidding you, when we were learning about World War II. I grew up in a very diverse school. I was the only white girl. And the teacher, we're talking about World War II, and the teacher is like...
You were the only white girl in your school?
Yeah.
What?
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
America is 66% white. America's 66% white.
So your sister didn't go to school?
No, she didn't. No.
Were you homeschooled? No. Like, what the fuck?
I was in my class. I was the only white girl in my class.
So your sister did go to your school?
My sister did go to my school.
So you lied.
Well, I meant to say class.
There is
the
only white girl in my class.
What you're describing is literally impossible.
I don't want. Okay, some people get mad when use the technical term, so we might have to blank this out. But I grew up in a ghetto, and people would always call it a ghetto, and I was literally the only white girl.
That's not.
It was very
inappropriate
to
say.
Like,
that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
That makes a little bit more sense. I literally thought. I was about to say,
poor,
like, unless you,
in a very, yeah.
Yeah, unless you, like, grew up in fucking, like, early era Inglewood, which is now gentrifying anyway, but.
No, I grew up, part of our night games was avoiding drive-by shootings. It was sick. It was, like, extra intense. Why was I talking about this? Oh, so we're talking about World War II.
I do believe now that you were the only
I was the only white girl. And
American schools are very segregated.
I did.
I didn't know this.
Oh, I
turned out
fine.
You didn't know Cutie had a rough upbringing?
I know she had some problems, but
she's still doing her dad's taxes.
Hey.
But you do his taxes?
No, his invoicing.
That is insane. That's the easiest thing to do.
Leave him alone.
Fuck your dad. Just kidding. But your uncle's cool. He's a pilot.
Yeah. He's a murderer.
Yeah, he killed him.
Different uncle.
No, different uncle. Oh. Different uncle actually used to be a Apache helicopter pilot before he became a Delta pilot.
That's pretty cool.
He was in the army. But anyway,
I love your uncle.
My fifth grade teacher stood up and she's talking about World War II. And she was like, and the only person that would have lived if we were in Germany is Blair. And the whole class looked at me. She was talking about the Aryan race. And it was.
I mean, your teacher wasn't wrong.
I know, but it felt very like.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
No one hung out with me at recess after that. Like, I did it.
You experienced anti-white racism.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't
no,
do
but
it.
But let's be honest, Hassan. I think the USSR did some good things during the war.
Wait,
but they didn't. You underscore the America's presence in World War II.
No, I don't.
You're trying to rewrite history.
No, I don't.
D-Day
was
not. One of the most impressive things that has ever occurred on this planet.
It was basically like a amphibian assault, but trench warfare style. It was actually devastating losses.
Yeah, but it wasn't impressive
for the Germans.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, actually, I'm
Alfida Zane.
Yeah. Well,
What is going on?
Yeah. We're just destroying. No, I mean I'm not.
No, I don't have an issue with. I don't have an issue with like America.
Have you read into D-Day was insane.
That's right.
American action.
They used inflatable fake like military equipment as a decoy and tricked all of Germany.
Yep.
Right. Into thinking that we were going to attack a certain beach. They were confident of it, and we fucking snuck on them.
Yeah, that's...
Normandy,
famously deathless.
What? Hold on. If you want to talk about deaths, the USSR lost more than anybody.
No, I know.
So why is that a bad thing? How are you looking...
I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't know why you keep yelling at me.
How are you looking at the
USSR?
I'm
starting to think Hassan's a Nazi sympathizer.
I really do. And he likes Stalin, who is also a Nazi. Mm-hmm.
And he likes Mao.
What?
And he likes Mao.
He does like Mao, who is also a Nazi.
Big Mao. I read a book about Mao.
Really?
Yeah, it was a book called Feeding, what are they called?
Feeding children, children?
No. The thing that we don't like. Oh my God. I'm going to sound so stupid once the word comes to us.
Nazis?
Hitler was one. Stalin.
Fascist.
Feeding fascists.
What the
Stalin
fuck
is not a fascist. Stalin was authoritarian. But he was objectively not a fascist.
One second. Myth will know.
Fascism is a political ideology. Don't look at one another. This is a very clear political.
I don't remember it.
This is Poli-Sci 101.
All right. Well,
Myth will know.
I think it's not. Fascist.
No, he wasn't. Yes, Mussolini was a fascist. You're right.
What's the book?
You're correct on that. Stalin was authoritarian. Mm. He was incompetent. He was.
So technically, by the definition, Donald Trump isn't a fascist, right?
No, I don't think Donald Trump is a fascist. I think Donald Trump is a proto-fascist. There is also a political term for that.
We're high-fiving all over the place.
There's a term for that as
You're
well.
You're getting buried.
Myth isn't answering me. Do you think he hates me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, what does Myth know?
Well, we read the book in our book club.
Why didn't you just look up Mao books and
Whoa, attitude. Maybe
I will call him. He will answer me.
What the fuck was the book called?
I will call Myth and he will answer.
Wait, dictators maybe?
Oh, no. That book is not about Mao. That book is, yes, I know what you're talking about. It had Castro in it too. It is Feeding Dictators.
Yeah,
How to Feed a Dictator.
Dictators. I thought Mao was in it.
I also fucking despise that it, like, they said.
That's really
Hello, Ali. Oh my God. Ali, I just want to make it clear. You answered my phone call, but not Cutie Cinderella's. You're on Fear End right now, the podcast. Oh, hello. Cutie had a question about the book club, and I knew you would answer me, your friend, and not Cutie, a peasant. Here you go, Cutie. Go ahead and answer. Ask him the question.
Oh, my God. I just asked my AI, and it said, I said, was Stalin a fascist? And the AI said Stalin was not a fascist.
I forgot the name of Feeding a Dictator, but I remembered it, or How to Feed a Dictator. But, you know, then it became a phone call thing, and you didn't answer.
Yeah, hey, have fun at your book club.
Also, Mao wasn't in the book. It was Pol Pot that I was thinking of, so never mind.
Okay, Pol Pot is a dictator.
What?
The fact that they put Fidel Castro next to that?
No.
I feel like I fucked up the ending of the stream.
Wait, what?
I've been mad at myself.
Oh my gosh, no. What? You're fine.
I felt like I was weird.
No, you weren't weird.
Everybody's talking about how you were awesome on it.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Cutie was saying how you were weird.
I wasn't saying that. I haven't said that one time.
By the way, Ali, last thing, Sandwich has been desperately trying to reach you because she stole $100 from you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to send you the Venmo.
She's been desperately trying to reach you.
I'm going to go to and get my $100 back. But
yeah.
Also, I think it would be really funny if I just never take it back and she's just always worried about it.
That's very funny. Ali, you were incredible on Master Baker, by the way.
Thank you. Cutie, I bought the fucking blender.
Oh, you the mixer? He bought a mixer. He's a baker now.
You bought a KitchenAid?
A Bosch.
A Bosch?
Yeah.
Or yeah. KitchenAid?
A Bosch.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Easy Bake. No, I got a Bosch. It's a fancy one.
Bosch is better than KitchenAid.
Damn. All right, we'll let you keep streaming. I love you.
Love you guys back.
Everybody. Love you, man.
Bye.
Yeah, I thought it was Mao, but it was Pol Pot.
It's Pol Pot.
Well, well.
Okay. Saddam Hussein, Idi Amin, Enver Hoxha, Fidel Castro, and Pol Pot. Enver Hoxha and Fidel Castro.
I read the whole book.
If Ali was going to get a tattoo.
I didn't absorb a ton of it.
You know what? That's actually karma.
Is my boyfriend.
That's karma. Because there was once upon a time you did a
phone call tier list.
Phone call tier list. and I was on the phone with my parent. Ooh, and I texted you right after your call.
Hassan didn't answer the other day when I wanted to take a nap here.
I texted you right after your call, and I said, I'm on the phone call with my parent. Do you need anything? And you still put me in the bottom tier.
Wait, did I?
For not answering.
Top, right?
You answered.
Right away. Oh, my God. She made content out of you.
She made content out of me, even though I was a good friend, and texted immediately.
Did I text you? I did not text you.
You did not text
me. You didn't text shit. And now we see, though, that people outside of this room like me better than you.
That's they should. I'll be honest. You actually leave your house and spend time with them.
Yeah, you're kicking you're kicking her while she's down. Like, I don't think she cares.
I don't care.
Cutie.
What?
She's depressed.
I have depression.
How quickly did I answer your call?
Faster than Maya, it was a little weird. It was a little clingy.
Oh, Maya.
Well, you guys are tattooed.
Yeah, I know.
But a little disturbing.
Yeah.
It's like when you're into somebody and they respond really fast, and you're like, yeah.
Ice Spice and Taylor did a song together.
Okay, if you fly on a plane, I'll get a Wine About It tattoo.
Ooh, enticing.
Wine About It.
I gave you the jingle.
Yes, we'd love
you
to.
You did give us the jingle.
Mine needs to be here, though.
She won't go on with guests.
She won't go on this podcast? No.
She won't go on podcasts, and she won't do Wine About It with guests. So it would just be a Fearin podcast and the Wine About It set, which is kind of funny. And it'd be a Wine About It podcast.
She won't do it with us.
No.
Why?
Why?
Because it's very complicated, and I don't want to butcher it, but I respect it a shit ton. She doesn't want to do any collaborations outside of conservation.
I respect that because she's a queen and she's a girl boss. Yeah.
She's got trauma. I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
Yeah,
we would really
fuck her over.
The issue is, Wine About It's cool, and I want to do guests, so I have to do guest episodes without her.
Wine About It.
Damn, sick jingle.
Yeah.
Why haven't I been on Wine About It?
Well, because
I made Wine About It.
Yeah, he did.
He takes credit. I was on that episode.
You were
a bit of an afterthought, I think.
There's a clip with like
10 million views,
and it's me.
Well, we were talking about the micro dick.
Yeah, 10 million.
Were you talking about your micro dick?
No, nobody would even believe that.
Not after today's episode.
We had a whole guest plan, and we had Sierra and Rich Campbell on. And then we were like, maybe we shouldn't do guests for a little bit. And then Maya quit the podcast, and then the podcast came back, and now Maya won't do guests. And now I can only do guests alone, but I do them with groups.
I'll be on Wine About It.
Well, I just said it's going to be a Fear and Wine About It.
I like that she's saying, like, you alone, not gonna.
Oh, I can do a you alone. You could be on Wine About It, just me and you.
She's actively saying you, Austin, cannot do a singular Wine About It.
Oh, I was talking to
We
Will.
Should rent out the Abbey and do an episode from the Abbey.
We should do Fear and at the Abbey.
I thought
that
you
would be
do
awesome.
Wine About It at the Abbey.
I thought you no longer want to go to the Abbey.
No, I changed my mind. I had a week recovery, and I'm good. I'm back. I haven't gone this whole weekend.
So you haven't recovered.
This man said, I haven't gone this whole weekend.
He was actually so mad at Master Baker today. He was like, Hassan went to bed at 8:30.
Okay, that was a lie.
I didn't go to bed at 8:30. I went to bed at 10:30.
I actually went to bed before he did.
Austin was, he was slandering it.
Yeah, I was hoping he would get clipped and get sent back to him. He was like, what? That wasn't.
He did. I didn't even remember that you went to bed before me because I'm a good guy.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I hope you feel bad about that.
I don't feel guilty.
What do you guys think about that AI killing that person?
Wait, somebody
killed... No, it's not real. It was a simulation.
A simulation. In the simulation, the AI killed the simulation.
If you die in the Matrix, you die in real life.
No. What Will's talking about is AI. The military was running AI drone missions in a simulation, and the AI kept, because of the hierarchy that they had placed on the AI eliminating the target, the AI kept trying to either, you know, defeat the drone operator, which had the capacity to tell him, don't kill this target, or even the communication tower, which was the one transmitting the information from the drone operator to the AI tower.
Dude, that's
or to the
terrifying.
AI drone.
Once there's AI drones that are just like, snipe humans, and then we just have to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will.
I don't know how to turn that
like
off.
To be
I can't
a,
unplug it.
You will know what it's like to be a child in Yemen on a bright summer day.
I don't want to be one.
Imagine having like generational trauma and being afraid.
That's really sad.
When the sky is clear.
That is just...
Why do you always sound so disingenuous? Yeah.
That's
like,
really sad.
He didn't even say anything, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you are such a fucking dick rider. God damn it.
Oh, gasp.
Oh, no, oh classic. Hassan, you're just... I was wondering why it's so fucking hot downstairs. My mom is here, so she secretly turned off the AC. It's fine. We'll
She's
cook
cool.
in here.
I love
secretly.
Her.
I love your mom. You know, oh, God, She's I forgot to talk about that on the main episode. What? Hassan's mom is the biggest Austin Show defender.
Oh, yeah. Really? It sucks.
It's awesome. What? Oh, we're going to talk about that next episode.
All of your wrong. Just say it now. Yeah, no, just say it now. There's going to be 100 different things to talk about next episode.
Patreon can get your cool stories, too. Don't treat them like slop.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's
they pay
right.
for this.
You know what?
Show them your nipple.
You know what? No.
Okay.
There you go.
Rude. Oh. Woohoo.
Slut.
It's a weird. Little you tit.
It's weird
slut.
When you start
there.
Whispering.
Tell the story.
So we were, last night, we were all sitting around at having a family dinner. And Hassan was doing what Hassan does.
Not paying attention to
his family. Hurling slurs at me.
Oh.
Yeah, in just, front of my mom.
Just like a
hurling slurs.
Just one after another. Just.
Yeah.
No, you want to know what the most fucked up thing is? I got a bone to pick with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Tell your story.
So.
Tell your little
his
lies.
His mom, she's defending. She's like, Hassan. And then she starts pulling shit out of his
okay,
childhood.
Let's talk about it. Let me. Austin's
he didn't
doing
even
a,
let you finish.
Austin's yeah. doing a, no, because he's doing a bad job explaining the story. Austin, while we're having family dinner, shows up.
Okay.
First, we hear loud noises outside, like a bunch of dudes talking, and it's like, "Oh, I'm gay."
I did not.
Okay.
I did not just.
And then we hear Davide. Okay. Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Oh, my family's like, what's going on out there?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's probably Austin." And then I say, "Sorry, guys. I know I told you guys Austin was coming, but I did not know he was going to be coming at this time." And then when Austin walked in, I said, "Austin, why didn't you let me know what time you were coming? Because if I knew, I would have ordered you some food as well." Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and my mom was like, "Oh, you know," my mom immediately ran to the defense of Austin.
Thank you.
And then Austin lied to my mom.
See that he's pulling up his text.
And to my family.
Why did you lie to his family?
And he said, "Oh, I told you I was coming at this time." And I said,
"Oh,
no, you didn't.
Shit. Yes, I did, but the text didn't send. Look. I'm flying in earlier, by the way, decided to 12:30 a.m. too late." And it, look at that. Look at your phone.
No, those text messages came. Those text messages did show up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then what's the problem?
You showed up at 7:30.
No, I said 12:30 a.m. is too late. That's my original.
I understand
arrival.
That. What? How would I have
you
inferred
say that
what time you are supposed to show up?
Okay, hold on. Will, be on my side here.
I'm having a hard time.
I'm happy with you.
You said 12:30 is the last thing you told me. You never told me what time you're showing up. You showed up and you said to my mom, "Hassan doesn't check his text messages. It's his fault." Oof. She Yikes. Agreed with you. Yikes. Then you guys went on a roast session. Yep. I sat there and I ate it, knowing full well that you had not actually informed me.
And
knowing full well that you had not actually informed me on what time you were supposed to show up. Then I said, "Oh, it's okay. We don't need to get him food because he's going to order Chick-fil-A anyway." And then he also said, "Oh, why? Because I'm gay or whatever." And then he ordered Chick-fil-A. He went and he fucking ordered Chick-fil-A and he never informed me what time he was showing up.
Look, here's the deal. I told him
to defend you.
I was coming in earlier.
How was I supposed to know from that
text
message?
He didn't even ask what time. I thought it was okay to arrive and show up.
Of course it was okay for you to arrive and show
if
up.
If I don't expect food, you're not going to tell me what time you're showing up. If I say I'm coming in earlier, what do you say?
When?
Thank you.
But I, for the record, I'm not on his side.
That's insane.
That is what I would say because I have OCD. But I see why I normally...
That's insane.
Ludwig would never ask.
You know what? Fuck it. I agree with Austin. Thank you.
You're insane. You're a bad person for that.
You knew he was coming.
Yes, I did. I just didn't know what time it was coming.
And he selfishly didn't order me food.
Selfish.
That's okay. That's wild.
He put out a little dog bowl for you.
Yeah,
and he said,
did.
"You eat next
do
to
you
the
know
other
what it,
F word."
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know what it's like to go to bed hungry?
No, he ordered. He ordered.
Keep going with this.
He ordered Chick-fil-A immediately.
He
ordered Chick-fil-A immediately after roasting me, and then even roasting me because I said he's gonna get Chick-fil-A anyway.
You know what? I'll be honest. I was starving, and Hassan's like, "Go get a protein bar." That's 5 years.
He never actually, said I mean, that. Hassan actually has so many snacks. His house is so snacked.
Yeah, they're all protein snacks.
They're not
and
bad.
I also never said go get a protein bar.
That's what he told me.
F-word.
F-word.
Yeah.
Right. You know what he does? He locks my bedroom door every night, bolts it, and just has a speaker in there just hurling the F slur.
It's AI. It's AI Joe Biden.
Just constantly at full blast.
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus.
Austin took a slutty photo in my bathroom mirror.
I did. No, I sent it to him. I did.
Okay. We got to back something up on the Patreon and talk about it for real.
Yeah.
You literally send us slutty progress pics of yourself.
Not that often.
Often. Very often. No. But it's fine. I don't
and
mind.
And you
it.
Won't
Not
go me. Into a bathhouse with us.
I don't want
to. We're straight men. We don't care what you're
I have to. Like. I have to read what he said, and you have to look at the photo. Okay? Because it's fucking.
I'm not naked, by the way. He sends with the photo.
Oh, yeah. No, he.
But it looks Wait, like he has it.
It out. He has oh, it God.
Yeah.
Let me see it.
I said, he, okay, start reading from the top. No, right there.
Your lighting for thirst traps is awesome. Laughing my ass off, bro. This ain't the addition. What the fuck? I'm not naked, but it looks like it. Defiling my guest room. I won't post these. But they def getting out to a select group of twinks.
You're so problematic.
Like my family has stayed in that room. You're defiling it.
It was a joke. I didn't send that to anybody.
Yes, you did.
I swear to God.
How many people did you send it to?
Zero.
I don't believe you.
One.
It's going to keep increasing. Eight. Okay, it's eight.
No,
it's eight.
There's one. That's it.
Okay.
Putting Hassan?
I'm not the twink.
Yes, he was the one that I sent it to.
That's such a... Don't give him an out. No.
Gotta help him out sometimes.
Every time you hand him one, I'm just letting you know he's getting worse. He's gonna become, he's a monster.
I'm trying not to lie as much. But all my lies are friendly lies. They're
you're
not
such,
like,
you're
not
so drama. Deceptive.
They're exaggerations.
They're Hassan, exaggerations, yeah. What? They're not like,
you
oh
need
my
to
God.
Start planning stuff for the Japan trip.
Me? What do you mean? You. March is right there.
He doesn't work for you.
He works for all of us. We all work together.
If I'm not doing fun Japanese style entertainment and culture, I will do something crazy.
Can I? Can I stay at a hotel?
No.
They don't want you to.
We're not staying with us as well.
What content are we filming?
We're all showering together.
We should buy your ticket right now, by the way.
That's
what the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry.
You got the card, right?
No. You don't get to do this. There's literally four messages.
I know.
Leading up to this podcast.
No, I know.
Of me going, we're buying my tickets after the pod, right? We're buying my tickets.
No, let's buy it right now.
Ladies out there on the Patreon.
Marsh, put the gun down. What are you doing?
Started watching the new Bridgerton on Netflix.
Wait, what?
Marsh, let's buy it. Let's buy his ticket.
I didn't like the first or second Bridgerton, but I started watching the third one, and for some reason, I get it now.
What the
it's
fuck is
so
Bridgerton?
Smutty.
It's just fake British,
I could,
right?
Like, drink. No. Okay, it is like fake British. So the first and second seasons, they're kind of dumb and stupid, and I don't care that much. But the third season, it's like this guy, and he's like kind of hot, but he's also like not hot. But for some reason, he's hot, and he like works in the farm. Like he goes farming every day and takes his shirt off. He comes back all sweaty, and there's something about it. I didn't realize. And then they have hot sex, and you're like, whoa. And I think
so.
I'm
you're
now.
What you're describing is softcore porn for middle-aged women.
For middle-aged women.
Yeah, that'll.
Yeah,
that'll
it's
do
good.
It.
Yeah, the tracks. We're there, but I didn't realize.
Can I ask this question?
Wait, it's seven. They spend $7 million an episode on this show. It's so elaborate.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
And maybe this will get cut out, but why were you and Ludwig laying on the ground last night?
I was on a couch.
Why were you in? Why were you in a couch and Ludwig was laying on the ground last night?
Because we were watching this show.
Oh, you guys are watching Bridgerton together?
Yeah.
Lame.
Well, he actually hasn't seen most. Why is that lame?
Ludwig's gay. What is Austin doing?
Why is it? Why is it if you like basketball? Do you watch basketball?
No.
You like anime?
Yes.
Imagine you had a girlfriend that doesn't like anime.
My girlfriend doesn't like anime.
Your girlfriend is like, there, this perfect.
I don't like anime.
And okay, no one likes
put
anime.
Put the gun down.
Okay, you watch anime. No. Imagine you have a girlfriend that doesn't like anime. If she doesn't, that's easy.
What is, where is this
Well,
going?
Sometimes she watch anime with you in order to just like hang out with you.
No.
Oh. Never mind. I lost it.
He likes Bridgerton. That's,
he doesn't.
He likes it.
He loves
it. I will
it.
Say I kind of got him on the hills though.
He likes it because he's a theater kid and not a jock.
I rewatched all the Hills, and at one point,
feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can.
Like Heidi Montag on our podcast.
I have no idea what any of this is.
She's so, it's so weird because, so, okay, so the Hills, if you guys don't know, was a reality TV show back in like 2005 or whatever. And then they went on a hiatus. They came back, and recently some of the main people, Heidi, Audrina, and Brody Jenner, all started rewatching old episodes and saying if it's real or not. And our podcast does better than their podcast. And I think that's
okay.
Kind of embarrassing for them.
That's awesome.
That sounds would that really be embarrassing? Mean for me to say.
I'm not going to lie. My impulse control is so all fucked up right now.
Wait, what does that mean?
My neurodivergence is kicking. No. What does that mean? Like I had that urge to pretend jerk off Hassan and I did it.
Oh.
And like sometimes I just.
I missed it.
It's almost like I can't control my impulse.
Why don't
like
you
I
get jerk a little twitchy. Me off?
I don't have any impulse to do it.
Sorry.
I start like gnashing my teeth. I don't know if you guys ever noticed. I do this a lot. And then when I'm doing that, I'm having like intense urges
to do
stuff.
Yeah, you
told
me that's when you want to murder people.
Well, I just do weird stuff.
You want to murder me right now?
No, I'm not having any.
I think right now he wants to play Diablo.
This fucking microphone, man.
I just have really weird impulse control problems.
Oh. Well, it's really weird because on their podcast, all they do is watch things and Heidi Montag just lies. And she was like, yeah, that was scripted when it wasn't scripted.
Oh. Like that.
He liked it.
Yeah.
No, it's not my thing.
It's gonna be your thing after the Onsen experience.
I'm so not
okay. I'm gonna pull up the main character.
Why do you act like you're not into going to Japan? You've been to South Korea with Ms. Kiff. Okay, this is going to be.
We had a lovely time.
Yeah, this is going to literally. This is going to fucking defile the memory that you had of South Korea and Miss Kim.
You hated Korea.
Look, I.
He did not like it, but don't ever let him lie to you, chat and audience.
I have been to some other places that I enjoyed more.
Like what? Amsterdam?
Like London.
Yuck.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Italy.
Dude,
no,
Italy.
You don't get to do that.
No, Italy. I don't like London either. Like
Italy.
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 I don't like London. I think Paris is all right.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
You need to go to Gay Island.
Oh god. Yes.
Wait, it might be on season 4. I'm so confused.
What, the podcast?
No, this Bridgerton. Wait, I don't know what fucking season of Bridgerton I'm watching. I don't know if I've seen them all. It's the one with the new guy.
Fucking Bridgerton.
There's some people that are watching, and they're like. They looked up season 3 Bridgerton and the guy's not hot and they're like, "Cutie, you have bad taste," and I need to defend that right now.
King Bridgerton.
Gotta look it up. I gotta look.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Queen, it's the Queen Charlotte one, guys. Queen Charlotte.
Who are you talking to right now?
I'm talking to the commenters. Queen Charlotte, King. Oh, who plays King George in the season?
Cutie, this is not live.
George.
There are no commenters.
King George Bridgerton actor. I found him.
Cutie,
yeah,
this is.
Is he hot or is he like weird?
Show us.
I can't tell.
March, Google it.
He's hot. That was an interesting comment about Bridgerton.
Yeah, I wish you
all right,
have
wait,
said that.
Can you pull it?
Okay, Google King George Bridgerton actor and just pull up his photos. He's like weird because he just like...
He's not weird, he's hot.
No.
Good looking.
But look when his bangs are down, he looks stupid as hell.
He's still hot.
He's not.
He's just a hot guy with his bangs down.
There's something about it. Oh, click on that photo where he's with the hay. You were almost there. Oh yeah, look at that. Oh my God.
You were just debating that he wasn't hot.
Yeah, but that photo, hot. Oh, what? click on the one beneath it when he's just like.
I don't understand.
You're all over the map.
Wait,
do
hold
you
on.
Think he's
go
hot
to the
or
go
not?
To the one with his yeah, chest, yeah. His pecs. Chest. Yeah, yeah, that's ooh, goddamn. Okay,
he's just yeah. Hot. I
but
don't.
He's like also not.
What? No,
he should shave his chest.
Look at his dumbass haircut.
No, Judy, you're debating yourself. Right
am I like negging him?
Hold on, he should shave his chest. Do you agree?
No, his chest is fine.
His chest is
fine. A period piece.
Oh, I don't like it.
No, it's not. I think the whole point of Bridgerton is that it's not, right? It's a period piece set
it's
without...
Like, it is...
Nah, no one's bailing hay like that now.
Bridgerton is weird as hell. I don't really know what it's about. It's just smut. It's honestly just fancy schmut.
I thought like the controversy from racist people... Oh, it's beyond the paywall. You can do that.
You can kill yourself.
I'm telling you, you guys would make so much money.
Dude, please stop saying that. It's not happening.
Unless you put us on your insurance,
yes,
I don't think
yes,
we profit.
Yes, we would.
Of anybody at this table, I'd be willing to bet my life you will profit off my dad.
I'd go out on Name Your Price and like put like a big... like
yeah, in my memorandum. In the arms.
I'd bring back Hey Donna, sell out. But it'd just be a Ouija board.
Yeah, we'd sell out. Yeah, we'd sell out Madison Square Garden.
You're not allowed to kill yourself.
I hope it wasn't a plan.
Well, I've told you what I want you guys to do if I do die. And
no, it's not happening. You're not allowed to kill yourself.
Cremate me.
Who wants a Viking funeral?
And then you guys snort my ashes.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that, but also, you're not allowed.
I'm not snorting
your ashes. You got to snort a little bit of my ashes.
I will keister your ashes.
That's fair.
What's keister?
Just shove it up my butt.
You're not going to snort any of my ashes?
I don't want to.
Is it bad to snort somebody's ashes?
Cutie.
This will be the first time you bottomed.
I'm dead.
I know. Yucky, though.
Cutie.
Well, Hassan won't do it either.
Hassan is snorting some of my ashes.
I'm just not letting
cutie,
you
that's a little,
die. So
cutie, that's a little happening. Of you.
Is it?
It's kind of fucked up.
Really?
What do you want us to do with your body when it's dead?
Don't talk about it. Give me anxiety.
Yes, thank you. Cutie and I both don't want to talk about that.
What do we do with your body when
you're dead?
What do we do with your body when you're dead?
Let's talk about this.
One of us is going to die an untimely death, okay?
He wants to become a
tree.
No,
it's not. That's not.
I don't give a fuck. You can do whatever you want. I'm dead.
I'm going to fuck your body.
Whatever.
Fuck Hassan's body.
Doesn't faze me.
That's what Hassan would have wanted.
I'm fucking dead.
It's like what the Mormon church does, but gay.
God.
No, you need to have a preference of what we do with your body.
Oh my God, I hate this.
I don't care. You choose.
Billy, I know what we're going to do with your body. I'm going to take you to a rave.
Dead, his corpse.
I'm going to load your ashes into a t-shirt cannon, and I'm going to blast it into the front row.
You're going to spray people?
Or I'll press it into an MDMA pill and take it.
That'd be awesome.
I think we
that's awesome.
I think we should turn Hassan's body into jewels and wear him.
Baba, hayır, ne yapıyorsun? Tamam, bitecek birazdan.
Teach me a word.
That's crazy. My family is just like, they listen, he did that because he's like, when are we leaving for dinner? But that's crazy that my family does this.
All right, what are we doing to your body, Kitty?
Don't. I don't like it.
I'm taking her ashes on a plane.
No, that's so mean.
I'm strapping your corpse in the first
parachute,
class of a...
Parachute jump with the ashes.
No.
She doesn't need a parachute. We can just push her corpse out of a plane.
No, I'm just saying
Stop it!
Cutie, if you don't have a preference, we're pushing your corpse out of a plane.
Do something to Austin.
No.
Have a preference!
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
Austin's...
No, I know what we're doing with Austin's body.
No, we're not doing anything. I'm not...
You know the jazz funerals that they have?
Oh, God.
We're doing a gay jazz funeral with your corpse. We're dressing it up like Weekends at Bernie's, and we're going to have it on a float powered by a bunch of twinks.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to march you through West Hollywood.
Oh, God.
He kind of likes that.
No, I don't like that.
We have to talk about how great of a man he was.
Yeah, what
the greatest
cloning?
We've ever known.
Would you guys stop that?
What if I cloned you and raised
yeah,
you?
See, he's liking it now.
What if I cloned you and raised you?
Yeah, you could be his little baby.
Like as a baby?
Yeah.
Well, you'd grow up eventually.
to be me again?
Yeah.
Can you really deal with two generations of me?
Absolutely.
Do you think
I can't?
I'm going to have a child, okay? That's going to be your second generation.
We clone Austin,
yep.
We raise him as a baby, and then we don't let him see any rainbows.
Right.
To see if he turns gay or not.
That's a good...
So, MDMA press pill, necrophilia, snort, jazz funeral, lobbed
jazz
out
jazz funeral,
a,
not gay child.
Lobbed out of a low-flying plane.
I hate it.
Okay.
I hate
what
it.
What a tragedy.
Like that. I feel like just March got the best end of the
deal. Destruction of a corpse. Just splattered everywhere.
I hate it.
I know. Well,
it's what she would have wanted.
Yeah.
Finally getting over her fears.
Yeah. Spread your wings, cutie. Spread your wings.
We need to talk about cutie's other neuroses because, like, I feel like... I feel like what? I'm a beacon of mental health and.
I am a beacon of mental health.
Okay, my brother is chirping me right now in the group chat.
He's got to leave.
We can't end this podcast till my salad's here.
Wait, I thought you were.
Oh, yeah, we
got
a book of travel.
Oh.
Yeah, end it.
Bye, podcast. See you next week.
Oh, salad's literally here.
Nice. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us. We have a lot of fun making these.
Yep, we love it so much.
Well, you don't sound sincere at all. But seriously, thank you so much. We're excited to go to Japan, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.